Charles, we haven't caught up in a while. What's going on with your association? I know you've got your big annual show coming up in January in Savannah.
Now, we just basically, the Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Association is just working to represent our growers in the Southeast. We've got our Southeastern Fruit and Vegetable Conference that comes up in January, working on food safety issues, labor issues, trying to make sure we're representing our growers properly.
I see your agenda on that. It does have a good swath of food safety coming up. You've kind of grouped all those classes together. It's a big issue these days, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, of course, with FSMA, we've got comments that are due in the middle of December. They've come out with their second ruling, and so we're looking at what comments we need to be making to make sure that the final ruling is going to be satisfactory from a grower perspective.
Fill us in a little more background on that issue. Where is it coming from?
Well, right now, some of the issues that we had with their first ruling with regard to the preventative produce rule and some of those other items that was more what I've called draconian has been corrected. There's some issues that we've got to talk about, some water monitoring issues, some things like that. But overall, their second rule that they came out with is almost 100% improvement over what it was.
Well, that's the right direction anyway. You know, talking about water, at least we got some in the Southeast. Here we are out here in California at Produce Marketing Association Fresh Summit. And if you're flying into California and you look out the window, it's a lot different than looking out when you flew away from home, isn't it?
Absolutely. The growers in California, they're suffering. And the water is a major, major issue out here. And we have our drought issues periodically in the Southeast, but we certainly have not had the kind of issues that they're having in California right now.
You know, in the fruit and vegetable industry everywhere, labor's another big one. How's the labor situation look in Georgia? Did we get some of that legislative issues straightened out some? I mean, I know that was a big factor 2 or 3 years ago.
Obviously, nothing's happened at the federal level, and that's where it's got to happen. We've got to have some federal legislation that's going to help out from a guest worker program, and they're still playing politics in Washington and trying to figure out what they want to do out there. We've had a pretty decent year for labor in Georgia. We've not had any major shortages. There have been some spot shortages here and there, but nothing major like we had in 2011.
What's your story out here at PMA 2014? It's a monstrous show. We've got supermarket buyers up and down the hallways and everybody in between, food service people. Quite a show to be here showing off Georgia wares, isn't it?
Well, we try to make sure we go to all the PMAs. This is a tremendous show. The numbers of people that are out here and the number of buyers and grocery retailers, food service people, and we just try to make sure people are aware of what kind of produce we're producing in Georgia and what we can help provide for them if they'll look to Georgia as a resource.
You know, tell us a little about your association, how it's doing these days. Before we roll tape, we talked about one of your services in your quarterly magazine. Only goes to members, but it's very targeted to your members' interest.
Yeah, absolutely. We do a quarterly magazine that hopefully keeps our members informed of what's going on from the industry standpoint and some of the feature stories, feature growers, and those kinds of things, and so they can learn more about the fruit and vegetable industry. We do also do a monthly update. Each month, it's more focused on specific issues that are happening that month and what are going on in Atlanta, what's going on in Washington, and other opportunities they can take advantage of from a grower standpoint.
Charles, what am I not asking about? What's a hot point for the Georgia growers you want to get the message out about?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that the Georgia growers we're doing our best to produce a quality product, and we want to make sure that our consumers are being fulfilled. They have a safe, healthy, nutritious product that they can trust, and that's what we're all about right now.
Georgia Fruit and Vegetable Growers Association, Charles Hall, appreciate you always.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Gary. Appreciate it.